back to the Jeff Port Show at FM Talk 106.5, 34 minutes after the hour on this Thursday morning. Thank you for listening. Joining us now on the line is the new chairman of the Alabama Republican Party. Always a pleasure to invite John Wall on the show. Chairman, how are you?
You know, I'm doing very well. It's always a pleasure to be here.
Hey, thanks for making time. You've really taking a very bold, or I don't know if it's bold is the right word, but a very aggressive approach. This idea about vaccine passports that the federal government may attempt to institute somehow, whether it be on your phone or whatever it might be, to really function, to do things in society that we normally did. But you're very outspoken against this. Kind of tell us where you're at these days.
Well, you know, and I think it's a common sense approach. The idea that in America we could be forced to carry some sort of proof for what medical treatment we've chosen to have basic rights, to me, that's completely, completely un-American, and it's completely unacceptable for any free society. And not only is, I know there's some people say, oh, it would never happen, this isn't going to happen, but right now in New York State, Governor Cuomo has actually already implemented, I believe Madison Square Gardens will take effect tomorrow, that if you don't have a COVID passport, you won't be allowed entry. There's several other locations in New York, and I see this as a Democrat agenda to implement this nationwide, and it really disappoints me and it really terrifies me.
Should the Alabama legislature, if anything, pass some kind of law saying or resolution decrying this, that this is something kind of like what Florida has done with DeSantis? Should Alabama follow in those steps?
Well, that's a very good point you bring up. And actually, there is a bill right now in the Alabama legislature that would say in Alabama it is illegal to have a require a vaccine for any, basically any human right, the right to travel. I forget the exact wording, but basically saying we can't do that in the state of Alabama. Now, that would come, if that was passed, that may come to a Tenth Amendment issue between the federal government, the Biden administration, and the Alabama government. But I think that's a stand that we need to take. Here in Alabama, the start of our Constitution says the sole and original intent of government is to defend the rights and the liberties of the individual, of the citizens. And so I think that needs to be the government's first priority, both here in state and nationally. And if one or the other get out of line with that, it is a responsibility of the other to take a stand.
I think people generally, does this seem to be the case? It is a slippery slope in some regards. That let's back up to 2 years ago, and this idea that it would even be a possibility that we would have to have some kind of documentation showing that you had a vaccine or something to go carry on everyday normal life, that never would have entered our thinking. But here we are, and I know the circumstances have changed, but it's just this erosion, and it's little by little by little by little of what people, maybe might or might not accept. But the fact that we're having a discussion shows that we've come down a long path since we, pre-COVID.
We have, and I think you're exactly right. A loss of freedom or liberties never happen overnight. It's always a slow, gradual progression. And I think that's why each generation and each individual has to watch government. By nature, government wants more power. It's what government is, and you don't need to look at that. It's even a negative. We just know it's true. George Washington said, government is like a fire. It's comforting in small amounts, and it's terrifying in large amounts. And I think we know the nature of government. We know that it will always work to get itself more power. And so it's the responsibility of the people and the electorate to be that check and balance and keep government in its proper role. And I think this is one of those points where we just need to say, hey, no, this is fundamentally not a area that government should get involved in. Medical decisions should be between people and their doctors, if they even want to include their doctors. This is a personal decision, and government should stay out of it.
Right. The metric, I guess, government policy should be based on, we're no longer couching this in terms of this is an emergency situation. that, you know, there's peril that lies ahead if we don't act. Now it's everything that's being done in the name of, it seems like, emergency mitigation, and they're using the same license to push a lot of those ideas ahead. And that to me, I mean, this is, like you said, this is kind of what government does. But at this stage of the game, at this point in time, is what you got to be on alert.
No, you're absolutely right. And when you look at it, just, you know, they always say look at it from the science perspective. And let's look at that quick. You know, if you have a citizen who has already contracted COVID, has natural antibodies, why should they be required to get a vaccine to travel or to do other enter areas? If they already have a natural immunity, it does no benefit to the public or for that individual to get vaccinated. And in fact, it only then exposes them to the risk of possible allergic reaction to the vaccine. So there's no general public health that it would help, and there is no personal health aspect that it would seriously benefit. So I think that really shows, like you said, that really shows that this is not just about concerns over COVID or concerns over health. This is an area where the government wants control, and they want to do a passport and put every American citizen into a central database.
And it goes beyond that. You know, we talk about the vaccine, and you know, everybody has their choice whether they want to take it or not take it. It's a personal decision. But I get the skepticism, and you know, they're telling pregnant women or women that are nursing not to take the vaccine yet. We don't know enough about it. So you're telling these individuals that I've been warned about the vaccine to avoid it, that they're not going to be able to participate in normal everyday life because of that. I mean, do you see where that goes? You see where that could be, infringement on, it becomes much more broad than that. It becomes something, and then that's just one example. I'm sure there are countless other examples of why you may want to steer clear of the vaccine. But it's not just somebody saying, hey, I don't want to take this. I know my rights, and I'm going to be difficult. That you really do impact more people than you realize.
Oh, absolutely. And it is a health concern in the opposite direction. Pregnant women, young people, the numbers, it's actually, for a healthy young person, it's more risk to take the vaccine because of allergic reaction than it is to catch COVID. It actually has a higher serious health risk. So, and that's why it should be left to the individual to decide. People who want to get the vaccine, we should make it easy for them to get. We should help that process. But we should never mandate someone's health decisions because they know what's best for them, or at least far better than the federal government does.
Right. And you know, there's no the experts on TV say one thing, but, you know, is it not, we're not quite at the level of consensus on all this that they may want to portray it as being the experts and government officials. But, you know, we didn't get to vote on this. We don't have really any say in this. But here at this time, it's this rush to kind of consolidate all of this power. And tell me this is the sense. It's almost like a grab on the way out. Let's see what we could get done under the name of this emergency before it's over, and then things go back to normal and government doesn't get to play as big of a role in our everyday lives.
You know, that is absolutely a possibility. You know, I don't like to think that way, and I always like to think that members of our government have the best interests of the American people at heart. But we know past officials have said never let a good crisis go to waste in regard to implementing new regulations. So as much as I would like to say no, that can't be it, I think history says it could be.
Well, whether it is or it isn't, I guess you need... We need to be on guard for it. And there's things, maybe you can't get it done at the federal level, but you could at least try at the state level or the local level to oppose any of these intrusions or these possible intrusions. And, you know, as people say, well, this is a solution in search of a problem. But if you play this out and you look at kind of where we started and where we are today, it seems like it's a totally legitimate concern.
I agree, and I'll tell you another area that's really concerning with it is big tech's involvement. the Biden administration reaching out to them to help put the plan together is very concerning to me, because I don't think big tech can be trusted as well.
Well, and you say that, I mean, just look at what big tech had, the role it played in this last election, and trying to play kind of, I don't know, like speech police, and determining, you know, even the President of the United States gets his Twitter account suspended. I mean, is there any reason that we should believe they're on the up and up? But they can't do it with something as simple as political speech. Why should we trust these guys with medical science?
I am with you 100%. If you can't stand up for the basic human right of free speech, then I'm not going to trust you in any other area.
I mean, you know, that they have done things that have led to the erosion of the trust. Now, some people are cheerleading what they're doing, but this, that's fine. But they've alienated, they've ostracized a certain segment of the population because of their political beliefs. So then we're to sit here and say, okay, well, you know, politics aside, why don't you be the guys at the forefront of this whole vaccine passport idea? And you just pull it up on your Apple smartphone or whatever. And that's not what, I mean, you know, you betrayed us here. You haven't given us a reason to trust you here. And that, I think, is justification enough, not just in this circumstance, not just with the passports, but in a lot of other areas of human life as well.
No, absolutely. I mean, you're looking at a group who would like to shut down this free speech of people they disagree with. And that's the basic thing they were doing. If they didn't agree with you, they didn't want you putting forth your ideas. And that's because ideas are powerful. And they didn't want competition with just basic public debate and letting the public make up their own minds.
We're joined by Alabama Republican Party Chairman John Wall here on the program. John, as we head into this new election cycle, you're keeping a close eye about where this race, the Senate race to fill Richard Shelby's seat, is going. What are your expectations for this campaign cycle?
Well, you know, we're definitely keeping a very close eye on it. I've been trying to attend as many campaign events as I can, just to get to know all the candidates, be able to present a good understanding of them, so we can help know what's going on with the public. Main thing we're going to do, though, is really work hard to provide a good, fair playing field for all our candidates, and looking forward to working with each of them and seeing what we can accomplish in 2022, because my plan is to win some seats.
And your role as the party chairman, very limited in this primary process. A lot of it is just making sure candidates that qualified are who they say they are, that they are Republicans, that you don't have a Democrat running as Republican or something like that. But right. It's really when you really get engaged, it's beyond the primary. It's in that general election phase of the cycle.
Yes, and that's where it's extremely important. And we will. You know, we're confident that we're going to win every both Senate seats, the Senate seat that's up, and then every single congressional seat that we can win, we're going to win it.
And, as things start to kind of get back to normal, and, you know, I don't know how much of an issue this has been or how much you're hearing about it, but with this COVID and, people not really wanting to be in these big situations where you have these big public gatherings or even small gatherings in some aspects. But as it rolls back, do you see more meetings and more of the gatherings and the social events getting back to normal with the party throughout the state of Alabama?
You know, I really do, and I think that will continue as summer approaches. I think we're going to get more and more back to normal, especially as more and more people are getting the vaccine. And when you look at the numbers of the potential amount of people who have already had COVID and then cross that over with people who have gotten the vaccine, we're actually getting close to the percentage of people we need for basic herd immunity. And I think the closer we get to those numbers and as summer plays a bigger and bigger role, I think we're going to get back to normal fairly quickly.
It's just getting, because that seems like such a big part of it is, you know, everything on all the counties and having their events really drives a lot of the involvement in the party's politics.
It does, and I'll tell you another one that really drives things right now is Washington, D.C. I get so much feedback of just how terrible this administration, the first months have been. It's so depressing to see the agendas they're putting out. Not least of them is this issue with transgender athletes, biological men competing against women. That's a very serious issue I get a lot of calls about.
And it appears the legislature's really has gotten activated in that arena to try to put in some safeguards against any intrusions there. But hey, John, we're about out of time here. Folks want to get involved with the Alabama Republican Party. They want to check out your social media, your website. Tell them where to look.
Yeah, absolutely. So we are on Facebook at ALGOP, Facebook/ALGOP. We're on Twitter, and then we are also at ALGOP.org. And come on over. We'd love to have you, and look forward to working with everyone.
Chairman, we appreciate it. We'll talk again soon.
All right. Thank you, sir.
That was Alabama Republican Party Chairman John Wall on the program. Let's get a break in here. We'll be right back. This is the Jeff Porch Show on FM Talk 106.5.
Perhaps I may become a highwayman again.